When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bolstered podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. Today's video is all about a life update. What's going on? It's January 2023. What you've been up to, what you have going on this year. So let's talk about it. First things first, new background. Who this, right? We are at Anchor Media Studios. So I'm really, really excited. This is a huge update of what's been going on. Our renovations are mostly complete. We have maybe 99%. My business partner, who's my aunt, is a perfectionist. So she don't play about the details. All of this decor, she did that. I just be here like, oh, it's cute in here. She did that. And so I'm actually going to be moving out of my other office space this month, and I'll be officially moving into the studio. So not only will this be a space where people are able to rent out for their meetings and content shoots and all of the things maybe to work, because we have offices in here and all of that, but this will also be Anchor Media headquarters. So if you book here, you'll probably see me hanging out in my office or hanging out around the studio working as well. So that's a huge thing that I've been up to. We actually also did our brand photo shoot for the studio. So much has changed since the brand photo shoot. So we had added some things, but we were able to take care of that. And it's like maybe a handful of things left before we officially open for booking. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. This is a brand new business. There are, of course, some overlaps between Anchor Media and Anchor Media Studios, but legally, they are two very distinct businesses. I have a business partner with Anchor Media Studios, and of course, I own Anchor Media 100%. So I'm excited. I love the way this looks. I'm just looking at the camera right now while I'm recording. I just really love this space. It's a beautiful space. And not only that, it's a consecrated space. So we done lathered these walls up with oil before they got painted and some more stuff. Everybody who comes in here, they always talk about, it feels like I'm at home. Like, it feels like an apartment. I want to move in. AKA, you feel the presence and the peace of the Lord when you walk in here, okay? People just don't have the language to explain that, but that's what it is. So I'm very excited about that. December was a month of rest, and I roll my eyes when I say that because it was a month of rest-ish. I took a vacation. So my husband and I went to Mexico with our friends, Shaw and Andre, for a week. Woo, that was amazing. We had to swim. I didn't do no footage. Forget that, okay? I was not carrying that. I had the camera. I was not doing that. Man, we had to swim up, pool to the room. It was just beautiful. We stayed at the Secrets Resort in Riviera Maya / Cancun, but it was a beautiful resort. We celebrated BJ's birthday. We had dinner on the beach for his birthday. I upgraded our flights there to first class. Listen, I tried to update them or upgrade them coming back, but they were full and I was salty. I was like, BJ, I can't go back to the hood. Like, I can't. I've ridden in first class before, but more so when I was younger. So, you know, you don't really appreciate nothing then. But as a grown person with long legs and who need elbow room, that upgrade was everything. We were in like row 1C and D when we upgraded our flight. Man, I had my phone charged up, plugged in. I had a meal in first class. We were just straight chilling. So when we were coming back, like I said, I was like, I cannot unsee this. Now, I'm in a place in my life where I can afford luxury things periodically, you know, not once a year, but maybe a few times a year. So we could fly first class every now and then. I could buy a nice bag or whatever every now and then. I'm not balling out of control where first class is the standard, or I'm going shopping at Neiman's and Marcus all the time. Not there yet. We will be eventually, but not there yet. We got goals and a kid about to start private school. So that luxury was one I was like, B, this got to go in the travel budget. We got to figure this out because I cannot go back to the hood, okay? That was just a great trip overall, very relaxing. I had me a good old time there. Of course, business-wise, my book became available everywhere books are sold. She is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. My book is now available. I'm so excited. I've been seeing all the people who posted and tagged me and all of that as they're reading it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who purchased. I was very excited about that. So the book released, I think the day before we left. So that was a huge milestone in December. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to rest as much as I wanted to in December because mom life got, I wouldn't say got in the way, but you know, things happened. My son ended up getting sick where we had to go to the ER. He had to get breathing treatments. It was just he's great now, but it was just like hectic and chaotic the day we got back from vacation. And so I feel like I haven't really been able to recover from that all the way, but I'm good. I'm good. I didn't get to get the full turned off from life month that I wanted, but I still had a great vacation. I still did get some rest. And so I'm really excited about that and excited about 2023 and what's to come. Now let's talk about the goals and the plans for this year. One of my plans is I really want to do more vlogs for you guys. I'm going to try. We're just going to leave it at that. I don't want to make no promises. I don't want to say I'm going to do X. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to try my best. I want to do more vlogs because one of the biggest things when I was writing my book and just teaching on the concept of She's Uncompromising, I wanted people to realize it's really not about having the perfect hack or the perfect software. It's just about creating a lifestyle where you refuse to settle. You create a system for your life that works and allows you to do all things well. And you're disciplined to the system every single day. It's really that simple. And so with the vlogs, I want to really be able to show you guys what being disciplined to the system really looks like. And so I started recording some this week. And in the vlog, I was saying how my system for this year, I have a schedule, I have a routine, but I know myself well enough to know I need routines with flexibility. If my routine is too rigid, I start to feel boxed in. So in my vlog, I talked about how this morning I woke up late. But I made sure that my schedule already made way for extra room. So because I woke up late, I just had to move some things around, but I still got everything done. So creating a system or a routine with some flexibility is a key part to my system to make sure I'm getting everything done, but I'm also just creating a system that is conducive for how I like to do things, which is, like I said, having a routine, but still having some flexibility in there. So I wanted to do more vlogs. I'm gonna try. It's Thursday today. I vlogged successfully for a couple of days this week. So we shall see, but I'm really gonna try my best with that. Business-wise, I mean, there's no huge monumental goals. I feel like if every year you have this long list of these huge monumental goals and every year it's either the same one or a new one that's not building off the last, what are we really doing here? Right? What are we really doing here? We're just creating these vanity lists that are not really leading to any real life plan. So for me this year with business, I don't have a huge goal besides with Anchor Media specifically, but to make more money and profit more money. That's it. I want to keep doing what we're doing. Again, make more, keep more. So that's what I'm focused on. Also, even within that, just pulling away a bit more from the operation side of the business and being focused on just bringing in new revenue and opportunities. But that's pretty much what I'm focusing on business-wise. With Anchor Media Studios, my goal is to get it to a place to where we break even, that we recoup our initial investment, and that we're breaking even month to month. I mean, of course, I want to be profitable, but the most important thing right now is that we're consistently breaking even and that we recoup the investment that we put in to get the place purchased, renovated, and all of that.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Now, outside of business, my biggest focus is more so of my personal and spiritual goals. A revelation that I got as I was reflecting over the past year or so is that my life over the past few years, especially with the way my business has grown and my audience and influence has grown, is so much of my relationship with God is about me receiving and then pouring out. So receiving and then pouring out on the podcast. Receiving and pouring out on my team, receiving and helping my clients build their platforms, seeking God and then putting it back out. So even though I would seek him on, even with the business, like hearing from him on what to do with the business and then implementing it in the business. And I got to a place where I was like, man, I remember when he told me to shut my business down and I ain't had nothing going on. And it was just me in my prayer closet all day, and how peaceful that was. And so I was just like, I miss that. I miss the joy of my relationship with God, to where it wasn't any pressure to produce anything, but I could just be his daughter, right? That father-daughter relationship, that intimacy, that closeness, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And not to say I didn't have peace before, but it was so much of receiving and giving for other people because it's a lot going on, serving in these different places, in my home and my business and all of that. And so this year, I really just, I'm focused on just that peace and that atmosphere of just me being and spending that time with God. I'm very committed to that this year and I'm excited about it. Last year, I was talking to my husband. I was like, man, I spent a lot of time last year stressing because one of the things that, you know, I feel like any high achieving person deals with sometimes is anxiety. And so not debilitating anxiety to where I'm having panic attacks or anything like that, but just getting stressed about stuff. Oh, this happened. And it was a lot of turmoil internally for me because you got my flesh who wants to be anxious and make stuff happen and stressed and worried. And then you have my spiritual side that's like, girl, just trust God. Calm down. Just trust God. So I'm constantly having this internal battle with myself of like, okay, let me separate from what I see and let me focus on the word. Let me focus on the promise. Let me persevere and keep pushing. And I was able to successfully push through and, of course, stay in alignment and trust God. But it was a lot of fighting internally, and that's exhausting. And I was telling my husband, I'm like, man, every single thing this year, and in reference to last year, of course, that I was stressed about, God worked out. It was so many things, and I'm open but also private, so I do keep a lot of stuff to myself and don't broadcast it on social media. But it was a lot of stuff that was really like stressing me out that when I look back, God just worked those things out. And I'm like, man, how much more joy would I've had? How much more peace would I've had? How much more better sleep would I have had if I just wasn't tripping over what was going on and truly resting in God? And I think a reason why I was so stressed out or so anxious most of the time is because the nature of my relationship with God had gotten so much about doing, hearing it and executing, hearing and then communicating. But I wasn't doing a good job of creating an atmosphere of peace and just resting. And so it wasn't until a couple of days before New Year's where things finally calmed down. You know, my son started feeling better. My husband was working a little bit. So, you know, our nanny still was working. So I'm able to just pull away for a second and truly sit with God. In the first few minutes of that time, I was just crying. I wasn't saying anything. I was just crying and not crying. I was crying for a few reasons. Sad, because I'm like, dang, why I spent all that time stressing this year, God? Like, I could have just trusted you. So really just feeling shameful a little bit of all of that back and forth that I was having internally. I was crying because I was so grateful of how God just continues to show up and just be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I was crying because I was so happy of the peace that I was feeling. Like that peace that surpasses all understanding, that's what I was feeling in that moment, just the peace of God. I wasn't even going to him for anything too deep. I did want to touch base, like, all right, God, the new year about to start. Like, did I miss anything in all of my hecticness internally this year? But before even getting to that, I was just in that moment of worship and gratitude and peace. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And so that's what I'm really holding on to. I was talking to a Kavaya. We went out to a dinner a couple nights ago, and I was telling her, it's like the woman with the issue of blood when she stretched her hand and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. How I feel is like I'm hopping on his back. Like she touched the hem of the garment. Now I'm on the back. Okay, I'm piggyback riding. Is how I feel. Like forget all of that. I ain't just touching the hem of the garment. I'm connected. Okay. One of my favorite scriptures in John is, "You abide in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit." And so that's really my posture that I'm committed to this year personally, is hopping on his back and staying there. Because something I realized in therapy last year, my therapist was like, "Well, you're good at creating boundaries, but what happens is, depending on how much you care about a person or love a person or love what they're doing, you bend your boundaries a little bit." And I didn't really realize that about myself because I've always been very like, nah, if I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Or, you know, no, I have no problem telling people no. But when she put the mirror up to me, I realized, my nose be a little janky when I love somebody. I bend a lot. And what I began to realize was the people that I love weren't respecting my boundaries all the time. So I would say the people that I love were not always respecting my boundaries, and my eyes were being open to it because of that conversation that she and I had. So where I was like, oh, I'm bending my boundaries for you because you're not respecting them. So now I have to make sure that I'm more firm. You can't respect my boundaries enough to honor them, that I'm not going to sacrifice myself to, you know, make sure that I'm doing something for you that you want me to do. Like, no, I have to be better at that because you're not even appreciating the way that I'm bending my boundaries for you. And so she had to really expose that to me, really show me myself. And now that I've seen it, I'm a lot more committed now, I believe, to keeping those boundaries, even with people that I care about, and I'm more mindful of it. And once I'm mindful of something, I'm pretty good at being consistent with it, because I didn't realize that I was doing it before. So it's a big thing for me to just, again, maintain that peace, hopping on the Lord's back and maintaining that peace for me, saying no and leaving it at that. They'll be okay. Again, I didn't know that was an issue I was having until it came up in therapy. Also, continue in therapy. So unfortunately, my therapist that I was working with last year transitioned out of doing one-on-one. So now I had to find a new therapist, but thank God I found one. She's Christian. My husband is going to go, so he's going to be in therapy. I'm going to be in therapy. We can do some sessions together. I'm just really, really excited about that. Just continuing to work on myself and prioritizing me when I have a life that's so full of pouring into other people. And it just makes me that much better for all of the things that God has called me to do when I'm prioritizing my own wholeness. So I'm excited about this year. Like I said, no big grandiose goals. God is really just taking me on a journey over the last few years of just building and building and building and building. And so this year, I'm just going to continue to build as he leads while making sure that I'm on his back and not letting go, okay? And making sure that I'm just operating at a level of peace and joy for myself. I told you guys in a previous video how in therapy I also realized how much my identity had gotten wrapped into business, because I started a business at like 23. So I'm 30. Oh God, I'll be 31. Next month, but I'm in my 30s now, and there's so much more to me than what I can produce. I know that, but I have to act like I know that by tapping into that and prioritizing that. So that's a big thing for me this year. So I'm excited. That's it for this life update. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss when we post another video. Also, follow Anchored Media Studios on Instagram. We'll be opening soon. So stay tuned for the announcements of all of that. And that's it. I'll see you guys in the next video.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.